A condenser is the type of microphone you're talking about.
I'll now throw to second base, and Mays is back in. And that.
Finally, it is another installment of the Critical Hit Anomalous here on the AnomalousRadio.net. I am one of your hosts, Justin Villarreal, and we actually have a whole studio filled with a bunch of bodies here.
We've got something epic for you here.
Oh, it is epic. It's packed with all these hot young males in one room, all sweaty.
It's big.
We're rocking out right in the beginning, everyone.
So yeah, I'm one of the other hosts, Matt.
Oh, I like that. A little Kill Bill there.
Oh, I love that.
Casey's lost over there.
Oh, where's that paper?
I don't know, Casey. Casey lost his notes.
Wow.
Notes on this thing.
Oh, yeah. This is how we're doing it. The Kill Bill series was always great.
No, this song existed before Kill Bill.
Well, of course. But today's a special day on top of the everyone here. This is Mr. John O'Hagan's birthday, actually.
Woo!
Yay! Oh, he's right here.
Yes.
Happy birthday to you.
So now you're getting younger?
I wish
it
were that way.
Yeah, now we're just old with the gray hairs coming in and everything.
Whoa.
Yeah, I saw it. That's right. It's, you know, you got that whole silverback gorilla thing going on.
Here I come. Let me see some gray hair on me.
In the words of Billy Crystal, I'm getting hair in my ears and losing hair on my head.
I do have hair coming out of my ears, actually. I have to trim them up.
Nose,
so
yeah,
there you go.
Annoying, too.
Yeah, the nose hairs are the worst.
Yeah.
Nose hairs are the worst. Oftentimes, like, what's going on here? And it's just like that little nose hair. One time, actually, I clipped all my nose hairs. I'm like, yay. And I come in the next day to work. And it just was this one that was just hiding up there. Just like, you ain't getting me, you know? And I was working. All of a sudden, I'm like, what the? And I'm thinking it's like my stupid little mustache. And I'm like, well, no, there's nothing there. Sure enough, I go like this. And I could feel this seriously long hair coming out of my nose.
Just the one.
And I just go, this bastard.
What a great transition that is
from birthdays to nose hairs.
And then to introduce our other guest.
Yeah, let's get to the other guest.
Like
we got nose hairs. No, we also got Mr. Eddie Varnell on the other end there. Go ahead, Eddie, say hello.
Hello, everybody, all my listeners.
Go ahead, in case anyone's just tuning in or checking out the archives, tell them where you're from and what's going on.
If you don't know, I do a host. I am one of the hosts of Optional Opinions here on the Anomalous Radio Network.
You're more than one host? You just said you're one of the hosts of Optional Opinion.
Yeah, sometimes I have guests. I have Mr. Villarreal on there.
I've been on the early episodes.
Episode.
It's the early. It's actually about two or three episodes. Yeah. actually produced them, believe it or not.
And you know, several of his other opinions are also hosts.
Yes, that's true too.
So hence the name Optional Opinion.
And what Optional Opinion is, it's a video game based podcast where I give my opinions on various topics, but I also get some options, some solutions. And, you know, I read with the listeners who are in the chat section who also have their opinions and they have their options. So I actually do the show twice a week, Mondays at 11 p.m. for the mini souls, and then Wednesdays at 10:30. This past Monday, I did a mini episode about the Joker.
And that Supergrass Sucks guy was hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, that guy.
I actually had a problem with...
Someone doesn't like Superman?
Yeah, there's a guy in the chat room called Superman Sucks. Very powerful fellow.
How's that?
And I love, he was fantastic.
And I love Man of Steel. Man of Steel is still my...
He was talking about how it sucks.
When Man of Steel came out, in the first 15 minutes, I was just ready, like, this is my movie of the year. And mm-hmm. I still love it. I would defend it as much as anybody said. It was the best movie. But this past Monday, I did an episode about the Joker, because I have a problem with Heath Ledger playing the Joker in the Dark Knight Rises.
Really?
I think he did a terrible job. I do like some parts of it, and I just rewatched it. And I also been watching Batman Assault on Arkham. And because that's part of...
which is a new DC movie?
Yes. It features the Suicide Squad. And it still...
Which
it,
is... who's that kind of...
In this version. Suicide Squad, they it's different people. In this one, you got Harley Quinn, you got Deadshot, you got Captain Boomerang, you got Shark Man, and then...
Franz Tiger, right? Was Franz Tiger one of them, too?
No.
Arrow?
That's from Arrow. Okay. I know KG Beast was in it, but he's used as an example.
Yeah.
And it follows the it follows a continuation of the Arkham games if you play them for PS3 and Xbox and PC. So I would kind of run down a little bit of history about the Joker. But you guys can check that out. It should be on the archive.
You know who else is a pretty good guy in the chat room? Mario Sucks Ed. That guy was good 2 weeks ago. He was fun. I don't know who this guy is, but he's got to be related to Superman Sucks. So I'm just saying. That guy, he loves to distract the host.
Yeah, I mean, the Mario Suck guy, he said his things, and then just kept talking a whole bunch of Nintendo.
So we got a Superman Sucks, and now a Mario Sucks stalking your show.
Yeah.
I feel bad for you, Ed. I think he's in this room right now.
And the funny thing is, I value everybody's opinion, and I value everybody's options. I love having good discussions like that.
Which is great. Yeah, which we can... every time I jump in the chat, there's a little bit of that with Silent Hill we had. And then even though you weren't on the show 2 weeks ago, which I apologize, everyone, we have birthdays going on this week. So we had Dax the prior week, which is uploaded
which
there.
Which show did happen.
Mm-hmm.
Woo!
And then we missed last week's, but we did get Ed and Casey's show, which we'll get to Casey shortly here, our Wave State. And... Then now we're back up to this week. Now we got John's birthday, so it's been a full month of birthdays so far,
yes.
Birthdays and shows. So, but it was great. It was great to check out this. I forgot I was going to mention one other thing with your show. Oh yes, there we go. Ninja Turtles. So he wasn't able to come on when we did the Ninja Turtles thing, but we kind of have a brief debate on the Facebooks, which you can find both Ed, I, and everyone on the show here, including Dak. Excluding Dak.
But I actually did a mini-show about the Ninja Turtles.
I missed that.
And I actually did one Between the Turtles and between Guardians of the Galaxy, how both movies are enjoyable. Of course, Guardians has more viewing than...
awesome.
Well, yeah, and actually, it took back number one because it beat Sin City.
Yeah, Turtles was number for two weeks in a row.
Yeah, and then I think Guardians went back to number one this week.
I think Turtles 2 is like, nice. You see it the first time when you walk out, it's a really good movie, but when you reflect on it, like, just like before we even went on the air, you know, you start realizing, wait,
Why was there snow? Why is there, it's spring in New York? Like, you guys just mentioned, why is it spring?
Her hair wasn't even red.
And, yeah.
Casey's like, your hair wasn't red!
Why is spring in New York when there's snow? And then it's like, okay, well, if they're in the mountains, how was there a sewer in downtown New York that took them to the mountains?
Well, and
let alone, probably, 20 to 10 minutes, yeah. Or just, zip!
I just want to say, for the record, that my prediction was only a week off that Guardians would go back to number one.
Yes, agreed, and we are back to number one officially as of this week.
Guardians has, and me and Dak talked about this, Guardians have that pre-sale, I want this movie now. You know, it has that feeling where if anyone invited you, if you want to go see it, you like, I got my $10, let's go see this. Where Turtles is just like, oh, okay, I've seen it once, I'll wait for the DVD or Blu-ray come out.
Yeah, and I've already seen it twice now. Oh, actually three times.
What, Turtles?
Yeah, yeah.
Three times.
Seriously.
How many times have you seen Guardians? Have you at least paid to
once.
See Guardians?
Yeah.
Not yet. I'm still waiting.
What have you paid?
Hey, well, I've seen Guardians, okay?
You not have seen Guardians.
I
have not. You not have seen.
I kind of put all of it together by watching all the trailers.
Yes, there you go. Exactly, yeah. I pulled all the TV spots and trailers together. That's how I saw Guardians. So.
Funny, that's how I saw Turtles.
Same
here. Right.
And I will admit, when
I'm pretty sure I got more of the story for Turtles on that run.
That's true.
Actually, I look at it this way with Turtles. I gave Turtles the same treatment that Justin gave Guardians.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, yeah.
But for me, I was so ready for both movies because I felt like these are two good movies that's going to end the summer. Whether you like it or not, depending on what you say, is everybody's opinion about it. I had an enjoyable movie experience with those two movies in this month. Now, the next movie that I'm definitely looking forward to, I think Dak is too, is Interstellar, about the next movie from Christopher Nolan.
Mm-hmm.
That movie, just the trailer alone, I'm like, I can watch this trailer alone and be like, this trailer's almost
good.
You
know what movie I'm looking forward to since today's my birthday? And you're supposed to start countdowns. So instead of 365 days from now being my next, or 364, there's 252 or 54 days until Age of Ultron.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Wait, what?
Age of Ultron's coming out next year.
Avengers 2,
252. Wait, did you say Voltron?
Ultron, not Voltron.
Oh,
okay. That's in Voltron, the works.
Voltron versus Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Voltron, Voltron's been in the works
forever. Yeah, seriously. Every year they're saying we're getting a Voltron movie. Seriously.
And I'm sorry, I kind of might. Nice. I think I don't want a movie version of Voltron. I just want the anime.
Well, we're getting a Power Rangers reboot, so. If anyone missed that, we're actually getting a new Power Rangers movie.
We'll have to be drunk.
Steve's shaking his head. Oh, we also got Steve.
Needs to happen.
Mr. Hayes.
But that's
he's like, no Power Rangers. That's all he shakes
almost,
his head.
I can almost guarantee if they end up doing a Voltron live action movie, it's going to end up being the crappy vehicle Voltron.
Pretty much, yeah.
It's
yeah.
the Dragon Ball movie.
But, yeah.
But by Bandai Namco or something like that.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Bandai Namco.
Why did I bring up Dragon Ball?
Yeah. Before we go any further. Oh, you got one more thing?
No.
Okay.
No,
All right. We also got Wave State on from the Good Vibes Playlist Project, which you can check out on our network as well as Good Vibes as well as SoundCloud, and of course he'll explain more himself. So go ahead, Wave State. Everyone, give a hand for Wave State.
Yay! What's going on, guys? What's going on? Yeah, I just mix an hour of hip hop and reggae, ska, alternative with movie quotes and stuff. Just feel good shit, man. Stuff you can chill to, stuff you can feel good to. You know, good times, good vibes. It's all good.
Any songs we missed this week at all, or?
I lost my list. So. That's what I was looking for. So, but yeah, man, it's all good. Check it out.
What's the most recent episode?
The 17th.
And they can find you where?
SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
The Good Vibes Playlist Project on SoundCloud.
And where else can we find you?
Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah, there we go. And we also got Hayes, which he kind of helps Wave State every now and then. And I've told him he should probably eventually do his own show or do some other things within the network.
The
he's just shaking
Steve.
His head. He's
he
like,
said
no, I got too many
the
things
Tower
going
Steve,
on.
Man.
I don't know what the fuck I do.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I'll just be Steve. But he's here. Go ahead. At least say hi to everyone, Steve, that's going to be listening into the archives and whatnot.
Okay, what's up?
There we go. So yeah, we got any other updates or anything else we want to throw out there before we continue further here?
No optional opinion tomorrow.
Thank you.
Due to there might be site problems at the moment.
Yeah, thank you for that. We are running into some site issues. Deck and I tried to resolve them earlier today. Actually, this whole time they were trying to get the show going, but according to what Deck is seeing, we may have a website down to a week for a week almost. Yes. So,
but the next episode for Optional Pin is going to be on exclusives. Do they really hold mini for a console nowadays? You'll also be able to check the writings of that on IGN.com. I do Optional Pin also there in blog form. If you want to look at it, it's called Anime. So that's E-N-I-M-E. Just those five letters. So this week on the blog on IGN.com, I'll be doing Optional Opinion by the exclusives.
And are we getting a new Good Vibes next week, Casey? Mr. Wave State?
No, it's bi-weekly. So
bi-weekly. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So it's brand new, though, right now.
Yeah.
As of last weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so episode, 17?
17. Yeah.
Which
so
I
got
to check out.
Really proud of it.
I haven't checked it out
yes,
yet.
Yes, the majority, which is us, pretty much. And there's actually one other host, Trevor Martin, which actually wants to get back to doing shows again, so we'll probably end up getting Guerrilla Radio back on, which I'll be obviously involved with, and him, and maybe a couple other people. And that's a show that kind of talks about social issues and just philosophy and all sorts of different things. So, and if anyone's interested in that, you can find us on the Facebooks, as well as find Guerrilla Radio on the Facebooks as well. So you can go ahead and look for that.
I want to do that. I'm so down.
You're interested? Well, it's good for a great discussion and everything. We haven't done it seriously in like 6 months or something, so probably longer than that. So it's going to be pretty interesting jumping back on that. So to Trevor, who was going to see Guardians today, and I was going to try to make it in there, I did not. So my hat's off to him. I hope you enjoy that movie, and hopefully we get to hear your voice back on the network. So,
yeah, because if you start studying my philosophy, that's actually my major in college.
Really?
It was philosophy.
Interesting. Well, we all, it's funny because we all kind of come from we don't need to get into it right now. That's actually my question. So. Yeah, we'll wait for it. Never mind. Thank you. Yeah, but that's for later. So anyways, that's the update for that. But back to the website. The website's up and running. I do want to update that we will have a brand new website that is more blog style. So people who've been telling me, it's going to be on WordPress. So we're going to do a WordPress style site where people can actually get to the episodes individually, update it, share it to a page and everything. So they don't have to scroll through a whole playlist or an archive. Of course they can if they want to download, but just make it more user-friendly for everyone else. And, of course, keep things updated and a lot more easier for people who are just jumping onto the site. So thanks to the people who gave me feedback on the website as well as everyone else here, and including Deck, who helped create the original website. But we're going to get that up and going. And, of course, once we get that going, you guys can offer your tips. And
I helped create the original website that is now scrapped.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry, Dick.
But you know what, Dick? That's experience. You know, that's getting experience for when you make another website and you want to make it better.
Keep getting better and better and better.
So we're going to have that up and running. Actually, each individual host will be able to update their pages on their own. So it'll be a lot easier for us to get involved. You can post. Everyone can post something on their own account, in a sense. So it's going to be a lot easier than trying to log into one website, which no one's really done here. I think I tried with you and Casey, Ed and Casey, before. But it becomes a big mess. So it's just rather easy to make an account, log into as a moderator, and go on from there. So that'll be updated. There may be a new media player next month as well. But other than that, everything will pretty much be the same. You're going to have a chat room. You can get connected with sound. Actually, that's a good. Thank you for bringing it up. So we'll be able to embed your SoundCloud episodes.
Yeah, because I was having problems with that.
Yep. So we'll be able to do that.
That's important, yeah.
Well, at least embed them. I'm going to see what we can do by sharing.
Sure. I mean, well,
there should be sharing, to be honest with you.
You
can share from Facebook, Twitter, and Google Plus. So if anyone who's on those, for sure you can share to that. And I think there might be another option to share further. But there's going to be a lot more updates going on next month. And hopefully everything else plays out.
More like a This is like a network board meeting that people are just going to get to listen to.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Well, it's actually ending quickly, but that's just an update for people who actually gave me feedback about the website. So I know, thank you, listeners, who have done that. So,
give
a round of
applause.
Yeah. Other than that, let's just jump right into the news so we can get to the main event tonight. And I don't know if you guys have any other news, movie news or anything else, John or Ed, want to throw up before we get into anything else?
Hot Tub Time Machine 2.
Hot Tub Time Machine 2 by Wave State there. All right.
I've never seen the first one.
The first one's fun. It's fun. Yeah. John Cusack, Rob Corddry, or Corddry, I'm sorry, and some other guys. John,
Craig,
you got anything?
Craig Robinson.
Yeah, Craig Robinson.
The Rock is either going to be Black Adam or Shazam.
The what?
The Rock is going to either be Black Adam or Shazam. And
Shazam?
Yeah.
For DC.
They're making another Shazam? Wait, like the Jashak?
No, not that one. DC Shazam.
Oh.
So, I see the Rock.
No, and you're thinking of... you're thinking of Kazam.
Oh, Kazam. Yeah. Kazam, thanks, man.
Shaq is back.
Sorry, I got excited for a second. Right.
Well,
thanks,
Shaq. Shaq's been back. You know. Shaq was in
Steel.
No, not even Steel. What was the movie? He was just in a Sandler movie where he played.
Oh, wow.
You know,
what?
Adam Sandler.
He played a big old security guard.
Was it Blended?
For real? Wait.
Not Blended. It was another one. I'm trying to think.
Oh, wait. That's my boy.
Yeah, Grown Ups 2. Yeah, it was Grown Ups 2.
Speaking of big guys playing comic book characters, Vin Diesel, we may be seeing an Eternals movie coming out soon.
Oh, yeah, he dropped that.
Oh, they dropped it? Or?
No, he dropped that kind of little tidbit.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Inhumans?
Inhumans, thank you. I'm sorry, there you go. That's another, the Inhumans movie. So, what's the lead character of the Inhumans?
Black Bolt, thank you.
So, yeah, Vin Diesel was supposed to be Black Bolt, which would be interesting because, as far as I remember, Black Bolt doesn't say much. So, which is kind of like Groot in a sense.
Because then, you know, then nobody's going to say, hey, Black Bolt sounds just like Groot.
You know that that video that you showed me that about the Groot doing the little plant thing, dancing?
Mm-hmm.
They're actually selling that. They got They got a box in, and they will be selling it. I don't know if it's coming to a certain store.
Called it.
I don't know if it's coming to a certain store yet, but if it does, I will let you guys know.
Cool.
Called it.
What do you got, Jason?
No, if it comes to a certain store, it better fall off a truck. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, the movie Lucy?
I
saw that.
I got a post to work, so I can stop by that fallen truck. That's all I'm saying.
Good?
No, it was pretty good. Oh, you didn't see it yet?
No.
No, it was pretty good. It was good. It was. I enjoyed it, but
movie wise.
Oh.
But then also like you know.
Yeah, there was a little bit of that. I thought it was a lot
story
of things
wise,
condensed.
Not so much.
Yeah.
Movie wise,
really?
It was okay.
There you go.
Garjo is worth watching.
There you go. Thank you, Dak.
So it doesn't make you think at all. It's not like any you know.
No. It's not really.
It's just watching ScarJo half naked.
It's not a bag of ants or anything.
Are we talking about Lucy?
Yeah, Lucy.
Not every movie with Morgan Freeman is a thinking man's movie.
If you are not familiar, I'm sorry if I'm speaking louder. I'm sure you guys probably. If you're not familiar with those concepts, I'm sure this movie makes you think. But it's for me, it was nothing that I haven't seen.
No. Here's the thing: is that entire movie plot is hinged on bullshit. Because
the humans only use
10% of their brain.
That's a lie. Yeah,
that's a lie.
Yeah, there's no
and that's the thing, the whole plot hinges on that bunk science.
Yeah, it's true. No, the 10% is not true.
Want to see it because it looks more style over substance.
Yes.
And sometimes
that definitely is.
Sometimes it actually works for me. Because if you look at 300, they actually try to go for style over substance, and they fail on both parts.
Some would say that about TMNT and Man of Steel.
300?
Yeah, 300.
Really?
300.
Why?
Looks,
why do you think that?
I like 300. Rise of Empire, I didn't like.
The reason why I say 300 try to be style over substance, and they both fail on both things, is that if you fast forward through that whole movie, it should be only 35 minutes. There should be no way that slow motion. It's like Max Payne in movie form. You know, why would you go through almost a 7 or 15 minute fight and you making it slow? You got almost 30, 40 men trying to do something, and it's just like, I'll go by 5 frames per second and just hit somebody.
So you're saying that 300 but dude, it is looks kind so of cool like how though. Our government yeah. operates, where
and,
it's and one the, law takes.
And thank you.
Know,
you.
And
yeah.
I can say that 300 do got some
John
good
John Enemy is political sense.
There we go.
You know, 300 do got some good shots, but there's sometimes you just be like, this new movie needs to fast forward because it's way too
slow. If they just play the whole movie at normal speed, it would only be an hour long.
Yeah, correct.
And I think it
just so people know, the actual comic book, which I've read, there's a lot of things, of course, change in the live action version.
Right.
It's very short. It's very short. So, I mean, I probably read that almost in an hour or so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it started off as
comic book. Frank Miller.
Well, it was based off the 300 lore, but it's based off Frank Miller's 300.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Frank Miller's reinterpretation of some shoddy history recollection.
Yeah.
Shoddy history?
Well, it's,
It's based on a legend as opposed to anything that has any definite, clear. Yeah, I mean, there's very little evidence that this actually happened this way.
Huh.
Well, think about it. A lot of our history is
primarily
kind of just
in lore.
Lore, in a sense, you know?
Okay, wow.
Another discussion for probably Guerrilla Radio or something like that.
Oh, that's really interesting.
No, it's true. It's true.
Who did History of the World?
That's Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
Think of Mel Brooks with it. Okay, there was.
I was watching Men in Tights the other night, man.
This is a great podcaster. I'm loving this.
300
and
did
Connor,
had a,
my son, he was like, "This is hilarious." I'm like, "Just watch, like that guy who's in the wagon, like that's the guy who made the movie."
I'm sorry, like, Mel. After I watched Blazing Saddles from Spaceballs is one of my favorite comics.
Yeah.
Spaceballs
is a comic.
Huh?
It's a comic.
No.
No, Spaceballs is Mel Brooks. Spaceballs and Airplane.
Oh, Airplane.
Seeing him do Blazing Saddles, where they pulled out the black sheriff, and he just said, "Where the white woman at?" I think I rewinded that thing 5 times and just kept watching it and rolling. Another funny thing to me, and I'm sorry to jump off the topic right here.
This is what the show's all about.
If anyone has seen Old Brother, We're Out Thou.
Yes.
The point where the Klan members are dancing around and doing a musical with the burning cross.
I do kind of, vaguely remember
it's like, we're going to kill a Negro. And they're just dancing and turning around. That was one of the most funniest thing in the whole scene. I'm just like, why are these mugs doing like a dance musical number with a burning cross? I'm just like, the Coen brothers are ridiculous.
It's great. No, it's great work they got. Great work.
I'm sorry I had to bring that up.
Thank you.
I was just like, crazy movies. Well, that's for film fanology. So.
He's like, that's.
Look at that. Leaving it. That's what you do. Leave the audience wanting.
There you go.
Good promotion. That's how you plug your show.
There you go.
Moving on to the next thing, we got some Ant-Man picks. I don't know if you guys caught any of it.
No, what we got was a picture of Paul Rudd in a hoodie.
That's true. There you go. Thank you, Dag. That's the best description
ever.
And a background of a bridge that's actually been in almost every newer movie.
And some eerie fog, maybe.
Yeah.
I saw that. I just thought of like when they did the Ben Affleck side thing where, you know, Sad Affleck. Yeah, whatever it was. I'm like, okay, so Marvel's
Bat-Fleck.
Trying to copy
Batman.
We need a sad Ant-Man.
I am Batfleck.
You know, it's really funny that I think about this too. Is a year ago.
Are you assurance for comic book characters?
What was that?
Is he insurance? You know, with the ducks and Aflac.
Yes, yes. That's,
so that's the bat Aflac. Is that like insurance for comics?
Yes, that's his new. That's a Wayne Enterprises offshoot.
I love it.
What? Like a subdivision.
No.
The 1 year anniversary of when they announced the casting of Ben Affleck.
We're already there?
Yeah, it's the 1 year. Because I remember last year, that's the one thing I was bitching about at the bar on my birthday. I'm Holy getting heck. Drunk because Ben Affleck is supposed to be the next Batman. I was like, whoa, whoa, Batman.
I remember
Keaton. Hanging my cane on the bar.
Keaton.
And I from the beginning, I thought it was a decent choice. So.
Yeah, no, I agree, and we're seeing the pictures now.
But I do owe Ben Affleck being Batman, you know.
Have you guys seen the pictures of Ben Affleck
on this show? Because my hatred for it is what got me on this show in the
first place. And I'm sorry, whatever movie Michael Keaton is starring in now.
Oh, Hawkman.
Birdman,
thank you.
That looks like Birdman. Bar.
No, not Birdman.
I think that looks awesome.
It does look
Michael
awesome, though.
Michael Keaton looks like hot garbage with cheese on top.
Hot garbage.
That's this persona in this movie, pretty much.
I looked at him and I was just like, what senior citizen Hollywood did you follow for this casting? Maybe I need to look at
the
comment.
Within the story of the movie, he's basically a washed up actor trying to regain his. So that's part of the persona.
Okay,
that's fucking Batman.
We're getting first reactions of Ben Affleck as Batman here, guys.
That's the new Batman.
Seriously, yeah, it's a new Batman. What do you
and
like?
Is it going to be filmed like that? Kind of like.
I don't think so, but
I think probably because it's Zack Snyder fucking directing.
Well, it's just the way that Batman picture comes off. It comes off really nice.
Are you showing him the one with the meme?
No.
Oh, sad bat.
So,
you guys digging it?
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool.
I prefer him over Batman.
It's like a suit and a face thing.
Oh, Daredevil Batman, we're getting over
Daredevil Batman, right? I prefer Ben Affleck playing as Batman than what's his name from The Dark Knight Rises.
Christian Bale.
Oh, goodness.
Ed, we get it. We get your optional opinion. You hated the Nolan trilogy.
No, I actually loved the Nolan trilogy. I thought they were all three good, wonderful movies.
Except for Heath Ledger.
Besides for Heath Ledger. And Liam Neeson, I didn't even realize he played Ra's al Ghul.
Wow.
I didn't even know that he when I watched it the second time, I'm like,
sometimes it's like listening to myself. No, I'm joking.
No, because I didn't know who he was at the time. I was just like, what?
Well, when I saw Batman Begins, I was like, it all makes sense now. Qui-Gon, that's why he couldn't come back for episode 3 because he was filming Batman Begins.
Hello, dude.
Sorry, Dick. I didn't mean to blow down your ears there. No, that's not. I'm going to show them the Birdman trailer just so they see it.
Yeah,
you didn't have to stop talking.
So, yeah,
I was listening for it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I'll play for you, Dick.
I haven't seen it either, so I have no idea.
Oh, well,
don't sell
Star, remember.
I remember. What?
Get your wings in your bird suit, man.
There you go, Birdman.
Holy crap, that's awesome.
So he's basically, he's a washed-up actor, which, oh, that's what we were talking
that's
about.
That's awesome. Yeah.
He's a washed-up actor reprising his role again, which is kind of funny because he kind of is a washed-up
actor. Well, no, he's just trying to regain some kind of notoriety as an actor, and he's being haunted by
his role as Pat.
So pretty much Birdman is supposed to be for Michael Keaton, but 8 Mile was for Eminem, where it was just Eminem playing himself with a different name.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Oh, I forget Stevie to hear that.
Be Rabbit, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, I think I'm going to have to be drunk to even see this trailer.
Oh, we're just quickly put on Dumb and Dumber 2.
No.
No, you're not listening to it, Deck. Don't worry about it.
I don't care.
the guys in the room are watching it. But I can't wait for Birdman. No, you ain't going to hear it there either.
When does Birdman come out? Is it this year?
Real quick.
It's all for a gag?
Yep.
That's awesome!
Once you roll me inside, we'll get the nurse to take the catheter out of me.
We don't need nurses for that.
But don't you have to...
No!
I like what you've done with the place.
Who's this?
Oh, that's Butthole. I found him out in the alley.
Why'd you name Butthole?
Because of this.
Good name. Totally fits.
It's a postcard from Freda Felcher.
Harry,
I'm pregnant.
All right, whatever. We're not going to play the whole
thing. No, you got to.
I'm not going to just...
You got to... I will tackle you. No.
I'll play you.
When does Birdman come out? Is it this year?
Next year.
Give me audio.
No, yeah, it'll be either December of this year or January of next year.
Okay.
What the fuck? What the fuck?
Oh, you know what? I could probably just play that... my little segment. We're going to play one more thing later, but...
what the hell?
Yeah, so we have that. There we go. I'm sorry, because we have an audience here. We got to remember we have a show for the rest of everyone else.
Yeah, that fucking car!
Casey.
Hell yeah. Oh, God, I love this movie. Or, I haven't seen it yet, but...
So that's really all I got until I run into this Robin Williams little thing. Anyone else want to throw anything
Robin out Williams, there? Wilfred... Goodbye.
There are some Wilfred friends here.
Okay, can I tell you Wilfred, I missed you. Story yesterday.
I met you.
What is that?
Okay, now it's time for grocery store stories.
A grocery store stories from Ed Varnell here, Eddie V.
So I'm helping a customer out yesterday, and the woman and her son are, you know, putting everything on my line and everything. The son turns around and looks at one of the magazines that's standing on the thing and says out loud, "Oh my God, where did Robin Williams die?"
Mm-hmm.
Not only did the mom, the bagger, and me look at him crazy, he's about 24, 25 years old.
Oh, what?
For two whole weeks, he didn't know that Robin Williams passed away.
Wow.
And we looked at him just like, "You didn't know?" I was just like, "You should have been on the internet, on Facebook, on Twitter, on everything." He's like, "I was on all of that and didn't know one said anything to me." I'm like, wow. "Wait, what?" I'm like, "It's been on the news still to this very day. Mm-hmm. How did you not know?" And he literally was just like, "Oh my goodness. I can't believe that a great actor such like him," and this is a bit like 24-year-old big guy man, doing this like he's waving his fingers, it's just got nail polish on
his face.
The sad thing is,
wait a minute, this grown ass man got the vapors.
He got that, or he's trying to train for RuPaul's Drag Race, whatever comes first. Because I was just like, how do you not know that Robin Williams died? That's been a whole talk around, it's, like, everywhere.
It's understandable, though, because unfortunately, today's age with everything, just because he's on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, doesn't mean he's not doing the YouTube, alright?
He said he was on Google. And
yeah,
no,
but it's
said
even been all over, it's been all over YouTube, it's been all everywhere.
But again, it just depends on what he's actually doing. I mean, it's not surprising. I mean, there's people, like, depending on what they do, if it's just straight up Netflix, and even obviously he doesn't have smart friends who knew Robin Williams either. I mean, if on Facebook that?
I think he don't have no friends, because that's just
that's what I'm saying.
You said Robin Williams does, or this guy?
No, the guy. Because I'm just like, you are from the era of the Great Depression. There's no way for you not to know.
It was. It is.
No, Robin Williams dying was delicious?
No,
you insensitive, heartless bastard.
But go ahead, Justin.
This no. Riesling. Shit. What is this?
No, I kind of wanted to, before we continue, it's a Riesling. It's a German.
It's a Schmidt.
Whatever. Shit. Anyways, I just kind of wanted everyone to kind of give out maybe at least their favorite Robin Williams movie. And, or,
Hook.
Hook.
We got Hook here. Ed, you got one?
Definitely for me, it's Aladdin, but also want to nominate Jumanji.
Ooh, and, Jumanji was okay.
Beautiful.
And of course, Mrs. Doubtfire would be an easy answer.
I think that's everyone's kind of general question.
Is
Ed
going to save any of them for us? I mean, he's got the list.
Are you just saying them all?
That was it.
There's one of them. There's one of them.
I got this.
I just wanted to say Hook.
No, I don't. What the fuck?
There's one of them that he like worked in this Walmart as a photo.
That's
1 hour photo.
One hour photo.
That movie was crazy, and it somehow when he was alone in the thing, kind of represents of what kind of happened to him.
He actually, like, the funny thing is, he for that movie he went to like solitude and everything to become that character. He really did some research on it. Method acting, pretty much. Go ahead, Casey.
Did you guys ever see like The Angriest Man in like Brooklyn or something?
No.
Like, it was like his last movie he did. He was just like,
oh wow.
He was like, he was so angry.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just like an asshole and something. And then he got like, he was gonna have die of cancer. And he's just like, fuck this. But then he beat it and then became, I forget. I was really.
It's not out yet, isn't it?
No, it's been out. It's been out. It's on MovieTube. MovieTube. By the way, MovieTube, we love you.
Thank you for that.
That's one of the benefits that we have about Robin Williams, though, is he has so much on his plate that even though he's passed, I mean, we still got the new Night of the Museum is supposed to come out.
Yeah, two or three more movies.
He's got like three more movies that are slated to come out this year, and they were starting to work on Mrs. Doubtfire 2, but that's not going to happen because obviously what had happened. So.
Yeah.
But I guess since we're still talking movies, I would definitely say
go ahead.
Good Morning Vietnam.
Thank you.
I never saw the full fucking movie.
That movie.
It's a good one.
Yeah, I mean.
Classic quote, though. Good Morning
Vietnam. Yeah, exactly. Everybody knows that quote.
Dak, what about you?
Well, I'm going to say two titles that haven't been mentioned yet, thankfully. Well,
thank you.
One of them is one of my all-time favorite films, and that's The Fisher King.
Ooh, that wasn't... Thank you.
And the other one that is just a delicious favorite of mine is...
The Fisher King.
Death to Smoochie.
Ooh, Death to Smoochie!
Oh, I have not.
That was at the tip of my tongue. Thank you, Dad.
I never saw
that. Thank you.
I got a movie.
Oh, man.
I have it on VHS.
I got a movie. No one said...
Go ahead, Casey.
What Dreams May Come.
Oh, that was actually the one I was going to say.
That was very impressive as well.
I never got it.
Pretty much what you guys... Death to Smoochie was at the tip of my tongue, but I was going to say What Dreams May Come, and Casey brought it up. Real quick, Steve, what about you?
Dead Poets Society.
Oh! Thank you for Dead Poets Society.
Yeah, yeah.
But Dead Poets Society, I think it's just one of his classic movies. It's a really good movie.
Good Will Hunting's another classic. But I think some of them stand out, like Good Will Hunting, those. But I think Death to Smoochie.
Death to Smoochie, 1 hour
photo.
Even when he was in shit movies, and he was in a lot of shit movies, he still absolutely performed his A game
or something, wasn't he?
Mork and Mindy. We might as well give that
wasn't
out.
Wasn't there one that he was erasing memories or something?
That doesn't.
Oh, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
No. I know which one you're talking about. I cannot remember the title.
I'm bumping up on the IMDb right now.
Because it was one of them. Like one part, he was at the grave, or it was like some kind of machine could like erase memories or something like that. It was like really like technological, like a physical, psychological thriller.
Bicentennial Man. You watch that one kid turn into a full grown adult, and it's like, I'm watching life for here.
What's surprising to me about him being a big Nintendo fan, you know, naming his daughter named Zelda, and starting.
Thank you for that.
Starting that commercial
for my video game corner there.
People are trying to get him. I think do a dedication of WoW for him.
World of Warcraft. Do it, and he's actually a genie. World of Warcraft.
They're trying to get a petition to Nintendo, but Nintendo responded that they'll see what they can do. Because I think now all that stuff is in the estate of Robin Williams. Like it might be his wife or something. No, it might be
well,
his business.
Well, Robin Williams is kind of suffering a little bit of what a lot of men who get into this business. And there's actually some really cool, like really in-depth Robin Williams takes on what's gone on in his life. And he's been in, like, so many divorces, actually. He's, I think Dak put it about John Cleese, which is actually kind of a Six Degrees because he did Fisherman, which, what's his face, from the Monty Python, is the director of Fisherman. Terry Gilliam. There we go.
Fisher King.
Thank you, Dak.
All right.
John, he eventually started doing movies because he had to make a paycheck because he's paying alimony and stuff to all these
people. He had to sell his house.
Seriously, Robin Williams
had to
was
sell his house.
See,
he had
I knew none
the dude
of that.
Was ready to the dude was ready to have to go back on the road and do live stand up again just to be able to pay his alimony.
Seriously.
Wow.
It was seriously, yeah. You can find I'll see if I can post some stuff. I forget what videos that really sum it up, but you can find a lot of the stuff in the news and everything, but there's no doubt about his divorces and everything. And when
what was the divorce from? Did they ever?
Well, he said seriously.
Well, he was previously married twice.
Was it twice? Okay.
Yeah, and both of those divorces were the alimonies were in the hundreds of millions of dollars.
And I think he got sued for having some kind of affair too.
Yeah, that was settled out of court, but. That was
that did happen, yeah, yeah. Wow. So, yeah, seriously. So, yeah, all that, you know, the Paluji story from Watchmen,
uh-huh.
You know, he tells how the clown comes to a psychiatrist and says, you know, I'm really depressed, blah, 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 blah. And the doctor tells him, well, why don't you, the great comedian Paluji's in town, why don't you go out and see him? He says, I am Paluji. You know, seriously, it's Watchmen.
But that's usually how
actually, that's one of my covers on my Facebook page.
That's how it is with a lot of
them. Yeah.
Just
yeah.
Yeah.
I'll just take it.
It's gone.
Yeah, just take it.
There you go.
No, go ahead.
Oh, Watchmen, when you talked about Watchmen, I was just saying, yeah, that Watchmen was a good movie.
Mm-hmm. No, it is. It's one of my favorites.
I didn't go see it in the theater. I kind of waited for it to come out on DVD. That's one of the things. The thing about, I think, with Robin Williams, that was really shocking to me is that you can't see none of his depression.
Yeah,
that
correct.
And everybody talked about, you know, that... Everybody talked about his depression, you know, being the main reason on why he took his life and things like that. But it's kind of weird to be like, I'm like, you had a lot of good things going for you. What was making you depressed?
Wow.
The millions of dollars.
No. This is probably something we should, given the content we're going to be doing tonight and time-wise, we should probably... save that for something later,
right,
I think.
Let me
go ahead. No, and I wanted John to say something, too, because he was about to jump in it right before we
got here. Go ahead.
Well, the one thing I want to say about with everything that happened with Robin Williams, the reason why it, like, affected me is, how it affected me is everything, like you just said, you guys can't tell he's depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I've attempted suicide on myself 3 times, and I've been locked up in mental hospitals multiple times. And you wouldn't know that by seeing how I'm on the show when mm-hmm. I talk to you guys all the time, and I'm not trying to get off. Bring it down now, get all serious. But it's just, that's the thing, it's usually what I tell people, and pretty much when you see Robin Williams with what happened, is usually if you know, like, one of the funniest motherfuckers you'll ever meet, you probably actually know someone who's very tortured and had a rough childhood. And I just put it that way, and that's why when he passed,
yeah.
I hate to sit here and, you know, yeah. be like, oh, I was not that one guy, like, oh my god, what the
of
hell?
Of course,
you
yeah.
know, it's
you just
I'm
know.
Sorry, and it sucks.
I even waited after to even, like, say something about the whole Robin Williams. You know, I was actually, when it comes to, like, social media, I was, like, the first one to post something. Like, you know, as soon as I heard it. But to really, thank you, John, for sharing that. Because I think even Dak and I have talked.
Well said,
you know,
John.
Thank you, Dak. Dak and I even talked about our anxieties with just speaking in front of people or dealing with certain situations and stuff like that. And believe it or not, we're doing a podcast here, but we all have our quirks, you know, and that's the story of these things.
I think,
you know?
The reason why I brought it up is definitely because it's just like, I guess for people who don't deal with it a lot.
Of course.
You know, to hear something like that come out from the blue, like E! News not reporting on it.
Really?
You know, not seeing
it
in the people.
It's coming out. Really?
You know, a lot of stuff that you don't know about, like, about a certain actor, you know, before his death, his or her death, you get shot learning about it. Whether you watch it like an autobiography, like A.E.'s biography, whether you watch something like The Five Heartbeats or something like those kind of movies, stuff like that. Find the stuff out about an actor after his death that you would never know, that you would never see within a movie or, you know, just now with a lot of social media going on, you would never see nothing like that. And then to hear it just be like, that's not true. That's not your character personality.
Well, it's so, because it's easily to hide. Yeah. We learn, in a sense, to mask those things because... Go ahead, John's actually...
Well, again, just like I was saying, it's just one of those things where, like, in my case, I decided to start using humor more because...
Spider-Man is another...
I think that's what another reason why I was a big fan of Spider-Man was because with great power, great resources, and I took that shit to heart. Uh-huh. But also, like, in my case, is because, you know, every day it's a battle when you have to deal with depression, and it's a real deal. And Robin Williams was very well... He was a huge advocate for depression and depression research.
Listen to some of his earlier acts as well, how he squeezes
it
in there.
Like, in my case, it's... You use your humor for one of two reasons. It's either, one, you use it to... Well, if I got them laughing, they're not wondering, wow, this guy's a freak, or what the fuck's wrong with this guy. Or two, it's pretty much, it's your mechanism. My defense, like, if I got you laughing, you're like, man, I want to hang out with this guy. But secretly deep down, it's like, I fucking hate myself. I just, whatever, you guys wouldn't care if I'm gone. And so it's one of those...
I care, John. Kind of I care.
Well, just because you care, like, again, like, Robin was, he knew he was
exactly.
Grown.
No,
he
no,
know,
yeah,
and,
no, it's true.
And you
it's
see all this outpouring, like, oh, he was great. Why'd he do this? And unfortunately, he never saw himself the way that everybody else did.
Of course.
And I mean, it's sad. And
I totally agree. I can.
But he
relate.
Also used his humor because then people couldn't figure out what's
going
on.
On.
And like I said, for myself,
it's a mechanism.
I use it because it, how I feel. I use it to.
Well, that's all because he felt so bad.
I don't want people.
He can make other people feel good.
And that's how I was. And that's how I look at it too. Is when I use my humor, I don't want people to feel the way that I feel every day. So if I can make someone laugh for 5-10 minutes, at least in that moment, I've done something.
To kind of piggyback on that, depression is one of the most misunderstood things on the planet. Because those that don't suffer from it just can't understand it.
Exactly.
They take the approach of just cheer up, you know.
Yeah,
like,
let's all go take the depression challenge. Really?
That's not how it works. It's a mental condition.
And that I completely agree with you.
I hate using the word disorder because that gives it a negative connotation. Mm-hmm. It is a mental condition.
And you know what? I agree 100% with you. I guess. You know, for me, not dealing with it and not seeing that people would just be like, you got a lot of good things going for you. I'm like, how can something like that just block it out? But you know what?
There's a nature versus nurture aspect to it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of layers
to
that.
It's how you see yourself.
Like,
perception
like,
is reality.
The one meme I just saw.
You could be
Facebook.
Fucking rich, but like, you, I mean, you could
like,
be miserable.
Like
it is true.
Facebook that cracked me up. I saw it was like a billboard.
You could
something.
Be poor and you could be the happiest
and
motherfucker.
I hope someday your life is
so
as
what do
you
good want
as
more
you think
in life?
It is
go
on
for
Facebook.
It. You know, I mean,
you know, because,
figure it out.
Just because, like you, if you're writing on Facebook or like you said, or perception or whatever, it's just because I'm presenting a certain thing to you doesn't mean it's all you know.
It is what it is.
Rainbows and butterflies back at home.
Oh yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Tony Robbins, this is how you get happy.
Oh.
Buy my 6th DVD.
And the best part, this is great to actually talk,
you know,
talk
like,
to us amongst
what?
Friends, because we actually all
where did he go?
Fairly know each other, so, you know, it's great to actually have
I'm
this
not
whole.
Buying those 6 DVDs to make myself
but,
happy.
6 of them, man. Sometimes it's like,
It's just important for people to understand that depression is a condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that you can just fix.
Totally.
There's not a cure for depression.
Correct.
Right.
You know, it's just something that the person who suffers it has to deal with.
Exactly.
And it sucks.
And well, for those, for
for those, I guess, that kind of wear the hearts on a sleeve, it does. But for,
well, that's the thing,
for
that
the rest, though, you're dealing. Well, you're dealing.
Real depression is like a is a brain chemical imbalance. But other than, you're just afraid to sometimes take the big step.
That's the thing,
you know, like a big leap in
there's,
life.
There's
towards
types
towards
of
different things. So it's like you got to kind of, is it depressed? Are you really depressed, or are you just kind of like, are you locked in fear about certain things, and that's not a chemical imbalance?
That's
just like
that's what
I'm
saying.
Maybe it's like a self-talk kind of issue,
there's
or you know.
There's two types of depression. There's type one and type two. Type two is everybody ends up kind of like what you were saying, Casey. Where
everybody gets down.
Oh man,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Like, oh, my girlfriend
left
me,
job.
Or I lost my job, or I got to go to work. Bullshit. Yeah, and then you got, and like for that, it's like, man, this sucks. You know, I'm gonna go do whatever to cheer up.
Yeah.
When you got type one. You know, like where I'm at, I'm manic depressant type one, where it's like, if things go bad, things go bad. It's not like, oh, this is a bad day. No, it's, I just gotta go, you know, or, but like when you're all happy and shit, it's all like, woo, party time.
Yeah.
And I want to do the show. I want to go write a book. I want to do that. And then, you know, when you're manic, or, but it's,
mm-hmm.
And of course, now I'm giving you guys way too much insight on my own personal life. So anyway, other than that.
And
no,
you're not alone
good,
on that one, John, because everything you're saying, I'm like, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, I feel. I mean, there was a part when I was really low. I'm still. There's things you guys know what I'm dealing with, you know, and it takes a lot to really contain it without going crazy.
So,
seriously,
the one thing I've learned too is also, and that's one other reason why I love doing the show and part of the network. And again, not trying to get all not to get all.
I'm
going to
give you kisses, John. Happy birthday!
But the most important thing that anybody who can do, and I mean, again, I don't know how it was with Robin Williams, but one of the other things,
yeah,
besides, you know, if you take medication or anything, you need to have that really strong support network. You know,
yeah,
you need to,
absolutely.
You know, when it gets bad, you need to be able to sit there and call your best friend at 2 a.m. and know he's going to pick up,
mm-hmm,
or whatever it is. Like, my dog ran away. So like in your case, Edward, like you don't get depressed. People like, or my save file's ruined.
I have talked to a lot of people who have depression, mm-hmm, and I'm normally up 2.5 hours talking about it,
mm-hmm,
gaining, mm-hmm, understanding, and letting them know that I'm just like you.
Trying to make them feel happy and trying to make them feel better and things like that. It's just be like, you got too many good things going on to let one thing bother you.
But that's not how it works. I appreciate your effort, but to not to denigrate what you're saying, because you've never been there, you can't really know.
Right.
That's true too.
And it just, there is no convincing someone with type 2 depression everything's okay.
And it's very
that's
weird.
That's not how the brain works.
And it's very weird that it's kind of a I want to say
repeated
offense.
Getting a lot of nods here, Dick, just so you know.
A kind of repeated offense and stuff. Like people, like you were saying, John, you know, calling somebody and talking to them and stuff. It's just like,
the show, man.
A lot of people who don't deal with it get confused that, you know, you try to help them, but all that help gets thrown in the window, off the window,
okay,
into a garbage can. So it's just like, do you... I'm a person that you talk to.
They have to want to be helped.
But
what it is. You can't help somebody.
Yeah, I mean, you have to not like what you see in the mirror to want to change it.
But the fact that you're there to help, whether you're actually helping, whether you're actually able to help or not, the fact that you're there to help does mean something. There is something to that.
Which they get that manic state, because when they're in that manic state, it's, we love you, man. We got to hang out. Let's go to Denny's. Let's go play some spades. Let's go play some
PS3. But that's normal. No, I think that state is normal. That's normalcy. Like, that's normal. And then something brings you down. Because I've been there. My son's...
Everyone knows that penguins
mom,
go
I've been through it.
Who's there among us to say who is normal?
Like, years of it.
That's true. Thank you, Dick.
Barely... Yeah. You know, I don't want to get into it, but yeah. So,
well,
and it was, and I'm not on any medication, and it's just,
right.
Yeah,
it's really just me just retraining my brain to, like, when you get fucking hit by life, you know, sometimes it's like you're scarred by it, and then, like, you walk around with that every day, that scar, you know, that maybe you don't talk to someone you want to talk to, or you don't do that thing that you really want to do. It's something you are just kind of just down a little bit more.
And
for some,
And for some reason, food and a friend and good conversation somehow fixes all of that.
Because yeah, for that moment, though.
You let yourself get like that, and you yourself can get yourself out of that.
Right.
But I've got something like the same state as Cassie is I have been on the medication for... Oh. I haven't been on, like how Casey has just mentioned, I haven't been on medication
awesome.
In forever.
I mean,
I've learned...
Of Paxil?
Woo! Yeah, I've learned to deal with it. And it's funny because I've dealt with it for so long that even like on the rare occasions where I relapse or whatever... I have to go, when I go to talk to like the counselor or whatever, they sit there and they look at me and they're just like, if you didn't say shit, we couldn't tell. And then, of course, when I start opening, they're like, dude, you're a ticking time bomb.
Sure. You hide it. That little itty bitty hurt just grows and grows and grows and grows and grows and grows.
But it's not just that, because you got to remember that this is still a condition. It's a brain condition. We're talking about, you know, the chemicals in your brain. So there is no quick, there's no fixing it, because it's not as simple as, oh, I got into this, I can get myself out of it.
We're getting, you know, debates here, and I love what we're discussing here, but I'll just say...
But this isn't the podcast for that,
not just that, no. I just want to say, in the medium, even if there was, sake for being a medium here, even if there was no or is, or if there was a way to fix it, it's going to take a long time.
And a lot of ice water. More than ALS.
No.
If it's not in my
Sprite. Donate to the cause. Be aware of it. Don't do all that
mess. If it's
not in
my Sprite or not in my Kool-Aid, I do not
do
want
it.
I just had a horrible Midwest winter. I'm not about to deal with no water and no ice on me.
Just to piss him off, as he wrote this on Facebook. When I did it, I was like, I should nominate Ed and just...
Funny thing, you want to know what... Someone did nominate me, and I told them, won't do it. Nope.
I would donate something.
When Justin wrote...
little rant.
His little rant about it, I'm like, Justin's just butthurt because nobody nominated him to do that.
I'm crying in the corner. Well, I'm looking at Facebook. That life ain't me.
Go right in the corner.
It was like with my lady. It was funny because when it first started, she's like, "I'm not doing the challenge. I'm not doing the challenge." So like her sister wanted to nominate her and me, and she's like, "Don't you do it?" So she didn't. But eventually, it caught up, and somebody did it to me, and I was like, "Well, I might as well do it." And the only reason why I did do the challenge is because the person who nominated me actually nominated me for depression awareness, and I donated $20 to a local, compared to if you do the ALS research, you find out that only 8% is actually going to the research.
Thank you for that.
But so I donated to a local, you know, prevention, like the Avon Township, where I've gone through in Round Lake.
That makes sense. Thank
you,
John.
So I did it. And then my lady looked at me and she's like, I'm going to nominate, and she goes, don't you fucking do it. So I was like, all right, cool. So I nominated a few other people, my buddy Yao, who actually owns the La Cocina restaurant, and the only reason I mentioned that on the air is because
that's what we're working on, man.
And the only reason I mentioned it is because when he did his, because I recorded for my birthday, I was there yesterday, and he did his, he finally accepted the challenge, and he gave a shout out in his ice bucket challenge to the Critical Hit Anomalous.
Thank you.
So that's why I'm plugging the restaurant.
Oh, okay. Well, for overall, go ahead, Derek.
Last thing I got to say about the ice bucket challenge, I got the black woman weave mentality. You're not about to get no water on me to mess up my hair, to mess up, not about to get sick, none of that. So that's where I go.
No.
Yeah, Steve's got to do the challenge.
But...
To finish the story, my lady
her friend started doing it, and nobody nominated her, and she actually started to get her feelings hurt. She was like, how come nobody wants to nominate? I'm like, this is what happened. This is what you wanted. You didn't want to be nominated, and now that you're not getting nominated, you're getting mad.
And the funny thing is, I fear someone's going to... Someone will die.
But some of these
anyway,
people...
Anyway, yeah, go ahead.
But again, on the serious political aspect of the thing, is that, like, somebody in, like, North... Like, some girl in North Carolina actually died because...
She
her, no, her brother or somebody was on the top stair and had this big old blue bucket, dropped it, hit her in the head, face... It's all over Facebook. She face-planted, snapped her neck and died.
Ooh! And, died?
And so now people are like, oh, this is bad. But I'm sitting here and I'm like...
Hey, let's kill them!
But that just goes to it's sad.
It's sad
that it, you know, something that started off as a good cause.
Yeah.
There's so many idiots out there that actually did that to that extreme. And the funny thing is, now that you got the people now who are the haters, who are just like. And the sad thing is, too, this girl was holding her little sister, her like 5-year-old sister's hand.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa.
But. It said that for a good cause, for the awareness.
That's not a good cause.
Not her dying, but people do take. And I laugh at everybody who's sitting here like, oh, this ALS child just that started hating on it. And I'm like, let's not forget what was transferred. That was the big deal on the internet before this happened. That was not for charity. It was just stupid ass punk ass teenagers. Alcohol, hairspray, rubbing alcohol in the shower.
That's true.
I'm gonna set my shit on fire because you know what? Who cares?
Whoa,
and then turn the shower on.
Yeah, throw in on someone's nail polish remover.
Yeah,
acetone.
Just to do it. Just to do it. There was no it was a
challenge. No, I agree to that. Thank you, Dick. John.
It wasn't like I'm taking the fire prevention challenge. Thank you for challenging me to this.
I would hate that. That's got something to say.
And that's why. I feel depressed about the human race.
I think we all do a little bit. Yeah, I think that's part of my race.
The more you know.
Yeah. Anyways.
To piggyback off Dak before we... piggyback off Ed before we move on. You know, we all seriously, in our age demographic, we should realize how screwed we really are. When you see what's going on, when the people that are going to run our country in a few years are on YouTube, Netflix... What else? Hulu. And it's like, what do we do to entertain ourselves? I got an idea. Let's just throw each other off a cliff and see how fast we make it down. Or set shit on fire. I mean, that's our generation now. Those are our future leaders.
And, you know, they're either future leaders or future Darwin Award winners.
Yeah, of course.
We all have a voice. And, you know, we all have a voice. And everybody has to hear it, as long as it's on Facebook or Twitter, and we don't actually have to say it to anybody's face. We're keyboard warriors.
Keyboard warriors. So, I guess we'll close that out.
Thank you, Robin Williams, for unfortunately your death, and to bring depression awareness.
A quick Robin Williams, we'll place for about a minute, and then we'll get on to the main event. We'll see how far we go, of course, because, you know, obviously it's already getting late and everything, so... We'll see what we can do here, but, so here's a quick tribute to Robin Williams. We'll play this out for a little bit, and then we'll come right back. So, thanks, everyone, for tuning in. And we got the Wave. You guys are leaving right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we got Mr. Wave stay here. Go ahead, tell them where you're...
Later, yeah.
Where they can find you and all that.
Yep, SoundCloud, SoundCloud.com/ Wave State Music, the GVP project. Check me out.
Boom. Yes, I have to listen to last episode
17. It's good.
All right, and then we'll quickly just play this and see you guys on the other side here.
Good morning, Vietnam. Hello.
Welcome back.
Remember me, Mork from Ork? You once called me the Nutso from Outer Space.
Be kisses.
Look at this thing. Look, Flipper.
Well, you just seem like the only normal person around the place.
I love this guy!
Hey, never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir. We pride ourselves on service.
That's right. Learn to become a redneck in your spare time.
Just kidding. Happy to be in America. Don't ask for a green card.
Sir, follow me. Oh, it's Flubber.
I just want to thank the Reynolds Tobacco people.
Graham Norton, you better not put that up on a camera. Bitch, that for big ass around the stadium.
Goddamn stinky down. All right, make your fingers like iron, all right? Yeah, and stop trembling. Hold the knife boldly in strength.
You sure you're okay?
Fine, it's fuzzy.
Oh, you're so jealous. Just a moment. I hear people wanting something. Me!
Golf is one of the few sports where a white man can dress like a black pimp and not look bad. You know what I'm saying?
What am I? I'm Papa, the sailor.
And I am what I am, what I am, what I am, what I am.
I know. So it's okay.
That's really
how much
awesome.
Money have we raised?
So I'm peeing a bag. Good God, was that you?
Uh-huh, wait a minute!
We go!
Oh, it's wrong.
Boys, you must strive to find your own voice.
I won't be distant. I'll come back in the morning and I'll call you if you let me. But I still don't drink coffee.
You don't know about real loss. Because that only occurs when you love something more than you love yourself.
He's fighting, Mrs. Lowe.
He's losing.
Seize the day. Gather ye rosebud while ye may. Seize the day, boys. Make your lives extraordinary.
It was an honor serving you, sir.
Hey. I'm sorry.
Good day.
I just blew in from a biology lab. I'm back and I'm flapping free.
Seeing as how the VP is such a VIP, shouldn't we keep the PC on the QT? Because if it leaks to the VC, you can end up in MIA and then we'd all be put on KP.
And I know many of you have been looking for Sarah Palin's book. It is a bitch to find. Good luck. I found it somewhere between fiction and nonfiction in the fantasy aisle.
For my first question.
This is for $5.
Fussy, 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 you do. Martha Graham, Martha Graham.
I do a great impression of a hot dog.
Thank you, boys. Thank you.
Unfortunately, I hate when I start having when I open up for talking like that because I feel vulnerable, and now we're back on air, so
vulnerable.
That's how you come back to a show.
Do we still got Dick?
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. There we go. All right, let me do sound check real quick again. Guys, just talk a little yammer yammer.
Yammer yammer.
Mic check.
There we go.
Oh, Dick got that hip hop in him.
They were seriously, they really enjoyed, they were like, dude, we have so much good chemistry, so.
That's the kind of stuff that I talked about in my philosophy class, was stuff about, you know, besides, like, depression, definitely anyone who is really going to have a good debate and just be, they have their mind blown, philosophy of religion. I took that at our local College of Lake County in Grace Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And just coming from people's idea about religion was completely amazing. Oh.
No, you're good. You're good. You're staying right where you're at. I just need you right
No. Technical difficulties.
Sounds of mic moving.
By MySpace.
Brought to you by... Our sponsor, Technical Difficulties. For all of your technical difficulty needs, call Technical Difficulties to help screw everything up.
One other side note before we go.
Go right ahead.
Not depression related, or your philosophy religion, but Doctor Who
started Saturday.
Thank you for that.
Unfortunately, I watched the first 15 minutes of it, and I was all excited. The new intro is fantastic. I was like, there is a T-Rex going through London. There is a T-Rex walking through London. There is a T... but they will be showing...
Wait, are you telling me the motherfucking T-Rex?
No, not a motherfucking T-Rex. The motherfucking
That's
T-Rex.
That's what I said. The motherfucking T-Rex.
No. Not that fast. It was the big-ass motherfucking T-Rex in London. And, but the only reason I bring it
an
up
American
is...
American T-Rex in London.
But the only reason I bring it up, though, is, for any listeners, I mean, I don't know if... This isn't live, is it? This is actually... Is this live
or archived?
We are or archived?
Mm-hmm.
So when are you going to put it up on the archive?
Probably tomorrow, then.
Okay. Well, then, for the archive listeners who are listening to this, you can check out Doctor Who in cinemas, Regal Cinemas, or whatever cinema it is that has a... Fathom events.
Check your local listing.
Doctor Who will be showing for tonight only, says if you're listening on Monday, the 25th, that Doctor Who will be playing at cinemas.
August 25th, in case
August
you're listening
25th,
a year
2014.
And a half,
you know,
14.
That's what I said, 2014.
Okay, I just said 13.
Did I say 14?
I don't know.
If it was 2013, I'd be like, if I'm going to my way back machine, woo, Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup!
Some minute that they might be playing at Tinseltown.
Yeah. If Tinseltown shows Fathom events, then yeah.
Yeah. I gotta find out.
But I think it's like a 7 o'clock showing only. Like, there's only one showing.
Ooh, I might be able to go.
Because my buddy was talking about maybe taking me to see it tomorrow. So I don't know. Either way, I want to watch it. I'm hoping to watch it tonight. But unfortunately, now that it's getting late too, I'm probably, you know, with everything I've been doing this weekend, I'm probably gonna go home and get to the T-Rex, and I'm gonna be like, Dak! I'm gonna text Dak, there's a motherfucking T-Rex in London! Really? And he was like, really? Really? He's gonna text from me tomorrow,
but
like noon.
Gonna, Skype
what's
is
up?
Gonna end up loading on Dak's side. I can't believe the T! Doot, doot.
Comes on, I accidentally accept, you know, I put my hand on the screen.
Dang it.
And it's with the video, and Dax just sees me passed out on the couch.
Well, I'm on vacation, so I can pass out anytime I want to.
But all right. Well, I think that's where we're back.
Yeah. It's funny, because we've been recording for an hour and 16, and we've all been here for so long.
Well, go ahead, Joe.
Anyways. Tonight, we are going to play some Black Dynamite. I think Ed or Dak should take it off, explain a little bit about Black Dynamite.
Justin has never
Ed's ready
seen
to go. Ed's ready to go.
Black Dynamite is basically is a spoof on the blaxploitation genre film.
Correct.
So you're going to see some funny things. And if you're watching the podcast, if you're listening to the podcast, right now, we got it on... here at Justin House, we're doing the Blu-ray. Dak has it
Man
on
Cave
DVD.
Studios. We're in studios, not a house.
I'm sorry. Well, it feels
that
like
way to destroy the illusion.
Can I say the studio feels like home?
Well, thank you very much.
Let's do it.
Well, now that we get to sit on the couch, it does.
But if anyone has the movie chair. Or is watching it on iTunes or anyway, we're at the actual start of Black Dynamite, where the chapter selection screen is at. If you're watching that iTunes, you just probably gotta press play anytime. We'll probably do a countdown and then press play. But it's a complete spoof on the genre. Michael Jai White is...
Which I got to see at Comic-Con this weekend, this Friday.
Oh,
oh, yes. Go ahead. Finish explaining. I'm sorry.
Michael Jai White is the star, and he plays as Black Dynamite, and they'll explain what the movie's all about when you see it. It's meant to be funny. There's going to be some confusing things that you'll probably easily point out, but just know that this is stuff that did happen in actual blaxploitation movies.
Mm-hmm.
There are
some... Well, because the history of the blaxploitation movement basically was, the infusion of black heroes in cinema. And
yes.
It got so popular that it got oversaturated. So there were a lot of grindhouse-style blaxploitation movies being brought out. So there were a lot of low-budget, you know, less than stellar ones out there that are great for their campiness. And correct. This one kind of, it plays a beautiful homage to that campiness.
There we go.
So we're going to get into the movie. If you guys got a setup and you're ready to go, I'm going to count down from 3, 2, 1, and then I'm going to say go, and then we'll be watching the movie. So we hope everybody enjoys Black Dynamite, enjoy our commentary. Hit them up on the Twitter. Let us know on the Facebooks what you guys think about the movie and about the commentary. All right?
Thank you, Ed.
So, I'm a countdown.
Our new host on a critical hit.
Yes!
We don't know how this is going to play out. This is going to be an interesting little experiment.
Yeah, this isn't an experiment. Today is an experiment for everything, actually.
Exactly.
So we did a lot. So, all right. Here we go, guys. We're ready to go. Go ahead, Ed.
3, 2, 1, go.
Dynamite!
I have to make apparition. Yeah.
You should be seeing the apparition screen now.
Yeah, right about now when we see it.
Now it's a black screen. Now it's the solar system.
Okay, you guys are just a hair ahead of me on this.
And now
Oh, it's Destination Films. Mm-hmm. Which we got the great movies as Bats and Something Else.
Oh, I love me some of that Anaconda malt liquor. That's right. When you pop the top, the panties drop.
Well, she would know about that. Who knows?
I like how they filmed this. It's exactly like that.
That was the cinematography they was going for this whole movie.
I'm glad they did it that way. Yeah, kind of malt liquor. I got to admit, the Blu-ray, the action scene, the screens.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome, with the helicopters and everything going on there. Home screen, I guess you want to call it.
Yeah.
And we want these chips, or?
I'll take some.
There you go, round variety of all.
Wow, you guys are going all authentic commentary track on this.
Right.
We're professionals now? Is this our first professional show?
Hey, we brought professional awareness.
The most psychological one.
I already know who the Shadow Man is. He's a white man.
Now see this, there's actually precedence for this, because a lot of the actors they got for some of those low budget ones were actually Shakespearean trained actors.
That's cool.
So this is kind of a riff on that.
Okay, if you know, like 14 shots have been shot by the gun, but he only got 4 bullet holes in.
And nothing's hit the car behind him. Oh, that guy's in everything! I got IMDb this.
You gotta look at this, Justice.
Hey, it's Commissioner Gordon. Negroes rioting everywhere! We can't have that! Look at that! Awesome! That was actually awesome. Watch that this. Fight scene. Jiggle it, yes. Look at that face.
Quite the entrance, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I like that.
I love this little guy.
He must have like 3 penises or something. Is that what was going on?
Hold on, wait.
Oh, he's just that badass.
Yeah. I'm gonna wake up the rest of the bitches.
Hey,
It's a great title sequence, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
A serious throwback right there.
It's so people who are listening or who are not even watching it, it's kind of a black and white with a red background in the beginning there. Very nice. Still shots.
Check out that car phone.
Which I never understood. The heck? Like, who got a telephone phone thing in their...
Well, wow, we got Arsenio Hall in this?
Back in the very early days of mobile telephones. Now, early mobile telephones, they were huge. And, yeah, the car phones were kind of a big deal. Only the rich had those.
For those at home that want to play, turn this into a drinking game, whenever you hear dynamite,
next time, yeah,
take yourself a shot.
You'll be underneath the table in the next 10 minutes.
Amen to that. Might as well just tip the bottle and count the bubbles.
Now, if you just seen it, the screen editing is just all blurred out.
That tear.
And then the tear is gone. That's how bad the editing was on this movie.
Well, but that was done on purpose because that's how bad the editing was done on a lot of the cheaper ones back in the day. I know I forgot something. Tiny. Get Biff and Jake out my trunk. Tell them the rest of my money by Wednesday. I'll make them stick themselves.
Check this out. Here's some IMDb facts here. The writer and director of this film, Black Dynamite, Mr. Scott Sanders, did a different World in 1993 and 1992.
The TV show?
Yeah, the TV show, Different World.
Co-writer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, you gotta watch this.
Yeah, practically everybody in this flick is, I know you too long. It's my little nephew,
Bucky. He's OD. What? What has he had?
He becomes the Winter Soldier. Sarah's not even lit.
They're gonna boo, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
Again, reflecting those, you know, those budgetary constraints.
Where's the food back on his afro, though?
Love how I keep splashing looks at that boom mic, too.
Exactly. And Michael Jai White is a really good martial artist in real life.
Oh, yeah.
He was Spawn in Spawn.
Actually, when I saw him at Comic-Con, I yelled, MJW, I'm voting for Spawn! I'm voting for you for Spawn! And he just gave me that look. That was it. He just looked over my way. I was walking by. I didn't get much.
He gave you the black tie?
I screamed it, at least. No, like, what the hell are you saying? Kind of. Oh, that's great. Bruce Lee right there.
The Chinese.
Oh, he was just practicing. Okay.
Yeah.
Just go ahead and rub my kung fu.
What kind of cry was that? He got a different voice.
You know, it's one of those things where it's like it almost takes a more talented actor to act that badly.
So you scream at him to get out the house, but here's you playing. I'll see you tomorrow.
Right?
Have you ever struggled putting the phone up?
So a little bit of a history of Michael Jai White. I remember him from The Toxic Avenger. You seen him in that too?
Yeah.
Which was 1989. And he was in the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Secret of the Ooze as an audience member.
Oh, yeah. I think he was the guy where the girl gets the... When Shredder kidnaps the girl, and is like, I'm going to stick her with the ooze, and it was that guy's girl, or he was that guy. The boyfriend of that girl.
Okay.
And now, Saved by the Bell.
If you realize, Jimmy, who got killed in the beginning, was completely black.
Right.
In this
flashback,
he's straight light skinned. Like the skin tone don't match. She loved Jimmy. All her heart. You promised your mom on her deathbed that you would look after Jimmy. Now he's dead. The exposition
don't
mean...
It's your fault, Black Dynamite.
And the exposition don't mean nothing to what's going on.
Right.
Yep, that's some heavy shit, all right. Now, that gun is from Police Academy.
Really?
You see how big that man was?
We gonna get him.
Where's your warrants?
Exactly.
Freeze turkeys. Dynamite. Freeze turkeys.
I eat a potato chip. Or I drink some of my water.
All the inexplicable references to, you know, used it in Nam and stuff.
Right.
Vietnam flashback. Just
I was gonna say we're getting into the movie. Where's our commentary track? Yeah.
Like, because I'm waiting.
I'm trying to listen to the story a little bit.
Notice how they're just standing there listening to this whole exposition.
Right. Chinese eyes. You said something in Chinese. Like, what does that sound like? Some cartoon shit. Cartoon shit. And I don't have to know how to speak Chinese to know what that question was. Why, Black Dynamite? Why?
And that don't, sir. no purpose for the movie at all.
None at all. But, you know, it gives a background, I guess.
Yeah.
But that was, you know, another common theme with a lot of the blaxploitation movies I mentioned earlier, where, you know, they just built some bullcrap exposition for the background of the character just so that you had something.
Wow.
So are these guys cops or government agents?
The CIA.
CIA.
Oh, CIA. I'm sorry. I missed it.
I mean, come on. He just said it like three times.
No, I heard him about say sentence. Something about the CIA there.
Yeah, he said it three times in the same sentence.
But yet you forgot the trick that he used on you.
And I'm pretty sure that the CIA doesn't hand out life kill.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, I could sing too. I could probably wear that dress too.
I put that in the moonbow. Okay, why that woman in the white long dress in that design look like she got her offer from a carpet store?
Because that pretty much sums up 70s fashion, doesn't it?
Yeah, but shoot, that looked like some window dressing mess. You bet about that.
Yeah, that's pretty much 70s fashion, buddy.
I watch that walk away.
Yeah, and she don't come back no more in the whole movie.
That's it? She's done?
That's it.
But she comes back and she gets off in 14 minutes.
But he's going to throw it into her later on.
Eating, shot. Drinking some water.
Shot.
Should I just grab another bottle of wine, man?
Pretty much, yeah.
His wig's pretty bad, too.
Yeah, but he's got the style and the rhyme to back it up.
That's the black, Fred.
The Black Fred?
We've been tight for a long time.
Just so you know, you should... If you're listening to the archive, you should be watching Black Dynamite while you have this running, just so you get that effect out of it.
Well, this scene is kind of a standout because it's one of the few times where it's somebody that he supposedly has a, you know, long-time connection with that it actually feels like there's a long-time connection with these guys.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yep, that's right. Is he also his partner at some point? Oh, Tommy Davidson! Hey!
Green corn. I got one
mission for you, play. Good old Living Color.
Tommy Davidson.
Mm-hmm. And let a nigga mess with me. I'll jump on him. All night we pound him. Cue a dynamite. Black dynamite. Little slow-mo scene.
Who could run a bell and hit in those bell-bottom shoes? And the location is so weird.
Once again, harking back to the classics where they just grab whatever they could and shoot wherever they could.
Yeah. No, all those eggs.
That didn't serve no purpose.
Just adding to the action.
Right.
Makes you say all those eggs went to waste. I could have ate those.
And how did his hair stay intact with all them rollers?
Magic.
Chicago Bears.
Crenshaw.
Game over.
This guy looks like he means business.
So you must be Black Dynamite.
How you gonna question him if you already
should
know?
The drinking game every time you hear Black Dynamite?
Just the Dynamite part.
Oh, the,
yeah, no, just the song, because okay. that's enough to completely put you under the table. Heavy shit.
Heavy shit. Dig. Let me explain something to you, super nigga.
Super nigga. And everybody, please don't get offended by them saying nigga 15,000 times in the movies.
Oh, no, no.
Well, thank you for saying it than anyone else.
I'll get them. I'll say it in a quick second. I might have some options and some opinions, but
not. Ed says he's ghetto. Damn.
Look how look like it is.
He's like, I got me 5 crack houses all under me.
Right.
Toys R Us is just a front.
The hustle gotta be hard.
I don't dress this pretty for no reason.
Right. Now, if you haven't realized that the 3 people he just threw out the window is in the same scene, next fighting scene.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Extreme action scene in a pool house.
That wasn't popular in the 70s.
I just got these nunchucks.
Now, he turned to the back to go to lock the gate. You don't see no nunchucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I will add, though, although the fight scenes are limiting in a sense, he's still doing pretty good. And of course, he's doing all his own action scenes, you know.
Uh oh.
Well, again, that's kind of the point, because, you know, they're harkening back to those extremely low budget things.
Mm-hmm. I'll take care of this gorilla eating goon.
Gorilla eating goon.
Favorite at rhyme. It's time for Bullhorn. Get up in that ass. Slapped him. They just had a split of an actor. Slap some motherfucker.
Now he wiggled his head for a period.
Well, that last head nod that he did was that was actually
no weird. They went from a city to a mountain.
Oh, is this Ninja Turtles all over again?
I was gonna say Turtles logic.
Shh, don't you ever, ever,
I think that's the same stock footage of a car rolling down a hill that they've used forever.
Yeah, keep your eyes open for that one again.
Awesome.
The car wasn't even the same model.
Wasn't even the same color, let alone model.
We're actually going to be doing a movie where we're using stock footage for different action scenes. So.
Now that
oh, game. Pam Grier, everyone, Pam Grier.
That's not Pam Grier.
No,
oh man, I was wow.
Yo,
I was
fell down like the stock market.
Damn. Of course, I'm sure that's a little homage to Pam Grier.
If anyone's looking at the black girl that looked to the left, like what's really going home alone, you know she just went to the beauty hair salon and got that whip done. Because ain't no way in the 70s or 60s you have that hairstyle. And everybody else got afros. You also got to have yourself planned. We got tactics. From
thank you for those beauty details in the 70s.
See, this is where you have here church organs and stuff.
Look at those sunglasses or whatever.
Say, Mama, you're going to have to work on your delivery if you want to take on Congressman James. Shame it is half these people don't know what the hell y'all talking about.
Dude, it's because I'm Pam Grier.
So what do you do to make a difference? Do you march? Do you vote? Let me guess. You want these Tom Slick brothers thinking goodbye on foot.
About Tom Slick, but thank you for the compliment.
That's
not what I meant.
Tom Slick.
I mean, you know these guys with their
wings and
smile. Yeah.
She got a big old money saying? No, it's just
that necklace. Wig is out of control, though.
Nah, I'm digging it. Now, have you seen Black Dynamite, John?
Yeah.
Okay. It's hilarious because growing up in Chicago, that's what a lot of all those old departments look like, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With that wood paneling in the background and everything.
I just love how in that
yeah, I got
whiny actually.
Your palms. Sorry, Ed.
No, that's fine.
He actually had stage. He read stage direction as a line.
Oh yeah.
If you were in charge, people might as well surrender to Whitey right now. Cause your survival skills ain't worth a damn. Black Dynamite. Yeah, been a long time, my brother.
Oh, this guy.
Yep.
I keep thinking that's Mario Van Peebles' dad.
No.
No, that guy's probably just as old as Mario Van Peebles, if anything. But he was, what was it? I remember him as the lawyer from Seinfeld.
Yeah, this is this.
Oh. I'm sorry.
You heard about what went down at Kid Blocking? That was righteous. That was personal, brother. Personal or not, you saved a lot of brothers and sisters. You need our help? We here. How you think? What can you tell me about this?
See, this actually mirrors a scene from the first Shaft movie, too.
What kind of ninja training is that?
Isn't that how they trained the Foot Clan in the 1990s? Ninja Turtles movie?
He's got a book
already open, the bullet book, ammunitions book.
It don't matter what it is. That's just some heavy shit right there.
CIA.
Okay, Black Diamond. I met a lot of you. Your brother Jimmy wasn't a two-bit drug dealer. He was one of us.
What?
He was working undercover.
Undercover?
He wanted to be just like you.
Undercover brother. You ever seen it?
Yes, I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorites.
That one was a little over cheese.
I like the white woman scene.
You mean when she first enters? And she's all like,
the white devil!
Jimmy felt that Don and Congressman James had something up his sleeve. He didn't quite know what it was. He died trying to find out. So I don't need to tell you the importance of this mission. But I just have one question. Are you in or are you out? Because God knows you're the only one we can trust.
Ahmed.
Like how he has to pause for the sound cues.
CIA. License to kill.
She just loved his signature on that.
Yeah.
Right.
Let me guess. They killed his brother so he can get back in to do his job.
Oh, you're one of those movie watchers?
Sometimes. Yes, I am, I guess.
Oh.
Depends on how bad the movie is.
Check out the lyrics to this track.
Shooting a machine gun in an open house.
Right. He only get one hit.
Yeah.
You know, getting the door caught on the ground like that. Who hasn't been through that, right?
Right.
The white doctor comes in.
I mean, really?
Amen. Like, I gotta remember my lines. Oh, yeah.
Well, no fright.
Really?
In and out. You're a lucky Black Dynamite. 3 inches to the left, and we wouldn't even be having this conversation. 3 inches to the right, you would have missed my black ass. Well,
I know, my life.
No, Doc, you know me just fine. See you next time.
Hang in there, Leon. You hear me?
That work, wig work better for you there?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, she changed her hair?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't... Yeah, no. Now I see it.
No relation to you. You haven't been in the
My mom had a afro that big.
Oh, I don't need your kind of help. Men like you only help when there's something in it for them. They can't be bothered. Too busy chasing their chicks and their bread and their fancy car. No, Mr. Black Dynamite, help you know. It's how to help you suck.
Poor mama, it ain't about me. It's about that kid in there. Now, did you really want help? Or are you just trying to prove to the world you can do it all on your own? Mama always said,
wait.
You've seen this, Justin?
No.
Look at these ads.
Congressman James. Oh, yeah. I need that Anaconda malt liquor.
Gives you woo.
In the orphanage?
I used to be an orphan.
Flashback.
You're an orphan.
The new car. Yeah. Throw them white kids out
and
the window.
And you gotta take a shot, because there's a dynamite.
Oh, damn.
Now.
I should just go grab that brandy.
Now you know the story that would fit. The old woman talks about his mom and his brother. So how in the heck did he come from an orphanage?
Maybe they figured it out at some point.
He used to be an orphan.
I like that.
Orphans don't have parents. There's your logic. He gonna get some jive-ass sucker.
Jive-ass turkey.
He was dealing smack to the kids.
What is this, like, this is the orphanage?
Yeah.
I came with just like... I need heroin. Look at that kid. Oh my god, you people have to be watching this. Oh, Jesus.
He tried it. Don't work.
Like they're in, like, in a closet or something.
An orphanage in the
orphanage. I like how the sign just says orphanage.
Yeah.
Right.
Established 1969.
And then the mug.
1969.
But it looked real classy on the outside. But it looked like a closet bin for the janitor's office.
Because the actual orphanage is the storage closet.
Right.
And all the rest of the rooms are administrative offices.
Chili and donuts?
This is my favorite part of the movie.
Just throw them in there.
Okay, at this point, Arda, Anonymous, and me would be quiet. We have to just watch this. Right.
Yeah.
We're going to be quiet for a second here, guys. Look at that donut.
See if Justin can do that.
I might just grab the Kahlua and just take sips out of that.
Donuts don't wear alligator shoes.
Watch this.
You forgot to put the parking brake on.
Yes, when the dude got shot.
Love the slow-mo. That's an awesome shot, actually.
But the funny thing is, he uses the donut, the guy still supposed to be in it, and his feet not even do the thing.
Right?
Sorry, Roscoe.
It's
cool, man. Chili and donuts ain't working out for me no how.
And you get
damn right, Roscoe.
And you get it right here calling Roscoe for it.
Why?
Dang.
You must have pissed off some people in some pretty high places.
Well, at the very least, the answer for that change comes later.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a real southern thing.
Huh.
It'll all come together later.
When they find you up in here, we will
at the hunky asses.
Dynamite, are you sure about this? Maybe we should just call the police.
No, Mama. You can bet your sweet ass
didn't
have a titty whoever put that down.
Bet your sweet ass and half a titty.
Oh, I should have had the mic to that. That was great.
Oh yeah. And then
a Black Dynamite freak out.
This is like, I guess I gotta keep rolling.
Cool little mama.
Okay, here's another one with just watch the magic happen. The pimp and council.
The pimp council.
The game is at an all-time low. Never in the history of the game has there been such devastation. Tricks running low.
I wouldn't mind Dave Chappelle doing this with Charlie Murphy.
Oh, they whole crew.
That's from Reno 911.
Oh!
Cedric Yarbrough.
Yeah, and he does the voice for the Boondocks.
Okay.
Yep, for Uncle Rocky.
That's
Arsenio
one.
Hall.
No.
No?
Arsenio's right there.
Yeah.
But the other one, he played as, he dressed up as a woman to play the basketball gang. He's a comedian.
Joanna Man?
Yeah.
Yeah, all of these guys are comedy heavyweights.
Yeah.
And that's Brian McKnight in the back right corner.
What? Brian McKnight. I don't remember any Brian McKnight songs, but I used to listen.
Anytime.
I do remember that, yeah. Yeah, sing it up, man. Now give us a little bit of that. Sing it up.
Do I ever cross your mind anytime?
You doing this over the pimp council?
I love Brian McKnight.
I used to listen back in it. I was huge in R&B and all that, like, during that, when that came out, like, 98, 96, yeah. Something like that. All the bullshit.
Have no idea what they're voting on. All in favor, raise your hand.
Kotex?
Kotex.
I can think of it.
Wait.
Chocolate giddy up.
That was great.
He played in something. I cannot think of what he played in.
Oh, dude, just about everybody in this scene's been in all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Including that white guy. I don't know where he's been, but I've seen him before.
Captain Kangaroo Pimp. That's a mess.
That's Captain Kangaroo?
He's supposed to be Captain Kangaroo, but he's a pimp.
It's
a caricature.
The original Captain Kangaroo, I'm pretty sure, passed away.
I think you're right.
This is, but the guy looked, I mean, he looks damn near just like him.
Now it makes sense. So yeah, we have a Captain Kangaroo pimp in this scene.
Why not?
Yeah, shoot, nigga, shut up.
Oh, is that Bokeem Hardison? Yeah, it's Bokeem Hardison.
What did he play in, though?
Oh, dude, he's been in so much. He was just in that movie Devil that M. Night Shyamalan produced. Or wrote the books or some shit for.
And he was also in the big hit with Mark Wahlberg. And he's been all sorts of things.
Every time I look at him, I think he's like one of the members from Aunt.
Let's IMDb, Bokeem Hardison.
Look at that hat on Tommy Davidson.
Don't you mean Bokeem Woodbine?
Woodbine, thank you. Thank you.
And okay. I'm looking at his filmography now.
If any of my Christian friends out there are seeing this church mother's hat on Tommy Davidson, that's first Sunday Mother's Day church hat style.
Once again, you should be watching this movie while you're listening to this section of the show.
Yeah, Bokeem, let's see here, Dead President.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He was in The Rock, Gridlock, Caught Up, The Big Crunch, Big Hit, excuse me.
Yep.
Almost Heroes. 300 Miles to Graceland.
That was a good movie.
Oh, he must have played, yeah. Okay. Wait, he just got on a plane all of a sudden?
We're in a montage now.
Yeah, a montage.
It's just whatever. People just waving their arms in the air.
That's Kung Fu bitches.
Kung
That's
Fu.
That's how Kung Fu bitches do their shit. And you.
Oh, we got that scene again. That laugh is cracking me up.
Oh, it gets better.
End scene. Take a shit. Once again, making them a pleasant place to take an afternoon stroll. Entry,
I got my cleaned up street. You know, sometime this year, the Zach Dynamite cartoon that was on Cartoon Network is supposed to start its second season.
Okay.
Oh, it is.
I haven't seen it, so...
That's why I gotta get the Blu-ray for it.
I got to see Black Jesus, and I thought that was hilarious.
I haven't seen it on Blu-ray. I've only seen the animated series on DVD so far, and it's just too rich for my blood right now. My mama said my dad's
name is Black Dynamite. Who these bitches? A lot of cats have that name. Black cat's name Black Dynamite.
She looking to make sure. You do look like
that is your father.
No, the whole idea of the tough guy unable to loosen up, that's what's going on here, and
yeah,
that's evident in a lot of those old movies too.
But that chick is hot, if you ask me. So, Black Dynamite, you doing good. Compared to some of the other women that's passed by you. I just take whatever. Now she has her ass for it. Black Diamond. What is she, like AIDS or something? Gonorrhea?
Ooh.
This cookie will kill you. Because my vagina has teeth.
Right.
You know what that means.
Oh, we're about to find out.
He's getting that cookie. cracking it up.
I wonder if that cookie's from Aldi's or from...
Well, if it can kill you, it's probably from, like, you know, like a food pantry or something where you get, like, last-minute cookies.
No, I'm not knocking Aldi's cookies because they frosted oatmeal cookies.
Aren't they called hydroxies or something like that?
Whatever they call it, they taste good.
Old, like, whatever.
Where would they get, like, the Oreo?
Oh, animation. I like it. Apparently they just made love through the whole Zodiac sign.
Well, yeah, there were actually posters from the 70s, velvet posters that actually depicted all of the Zodiac signs and sexual positions.
Awesome.
To the top?
Honka's better be running for cover. There's a honky in the background there.
What are you talking about?
No? Oh, no, never mind.
Are you sure your glasses are correct? Like, wait.
He just looks like skinned. The light on him. I found out I was partially colorblind this year, so that could be also an issue.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like these variations of colors I can't see. They just look like the general color of it. Ooh, that was awesome. I love Tommy Davidson's hair.
Yeah, he kind of went crazy on that one.
That was a great interrogation.
Right.
I think to close the show out, I'll play the Zelda Robin Williams commercial. Or do we have other suggestions?
You ain't never have a friend like me.
Okay. I gotta find out what the name of that song is.
That's what it's called.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah, remember a friend like me from Aladdin.
Operation Code Kansas. Can't stop it. Too late. Operation Code Kansas. Gonna fix all the niggas. Yeah, you won't be so bad.
Operation Code Kansas. What, Cassidy?
Malt liquor? It's that new Anaconda malt liquor from the billboards. Supposed to give you.
Woo!
Tastes good, too. We're gonna check every crate until we find
it. This nigga in the back drinking.
I always want to say his name is Bull or Moose.
Yeah, shit. Just malt liquor.
chocolate mousse.
Just like a real nigga. Gonna take the six case. Now, this you gotta watch.
Oh, yeah.
I like two sausage links, two sausage pans, two hot dogs, split down the middle twice. Okay? But only fry that up into a dome. Slice that with a spatula. Smush fry.
I can get you a waffle, but all we got is the chicken from last night. Now, bring you some of that if you want some meat.
Chicken waffles!
Chicken waffles!
You get it now?
Roscoe's chicken and waffles.
Oh. I really never, I didn't like chicken and waffles. I tried it. Yeah, it's something about the mix.
It's a thing, yeah. Trust me.
I love it.
And it could have been just maybe the way they made the chicken at the place I went to, but it just didn't. I did drink a lot that night, too. Maybe that was just...
Never mind.
That could have been it, though. No. Because I have maple syrup on almost... Well, not everything, but a good portion of food that I eat.
Okay, now this is what you gotta watch.
M&M's. What else melts? Well, melts in your mouth.
The logical line here is just freaking hilarious.
Mars. Ram. Is Aries.
Kansas? Oh.
You gotta follow along.
I know. I wish I had a mic over there, to be honest with you.
This is great. Coming through just fine.
Oh, cool. I love that. Little Richard equals little dick.
Now watch this.
Anaconda won't
And it's your little dick.
Man, do you want to live?
The close-ups on that penis is hilarious.
And that's why he said he gonna fix all the niggas.
Man, this time these crackers
have gone too far. Oh, man, that was great. I knew it! I knew it. I knew he was intertwined somehow.
You gotta remember, it's a movie built on tropes.
His birthday candle trick? Yeah.
That's what he said.
Dr. Wu? I swear to ghost of Abraham Lincoln. Oh my
now,
God.
Two things is wrong with this.
That face was one.
The face is one, but now it's two things. That big radio thing that he had. And remember when Black Diamond Wright said he couldn't speak Chinese or anything like that? Wasn't he just speaking into something to him? I'm just like, wait, what?
Now I speak it for sake of the plot.
That's right. Because reasons!
Yeah. Is this a flashback? Oh, never mind.
No, they're taking on Death Island.
Their face. I gotta get a screenshot of that. I just go from one scene to another.
Pretty much.
That's great.
Here's that trope.
No! He had dreams! He had dreams!
Did you hear him? Who saw that coming? Who saw where that came from?
Oh, I love this. No, Tommy Davidson! Awesome. How long is this movie?
An hour and a half.
Oh, okay.
Scientific biological transmogrifications is only outmatched by your zest for kung fu treachery.
Kung fu treachery.
Dynamite.
Oh no. Kung Fu treachery. Dumb fucked up now.
He throws it in a way.
See where I'm coming from, you jab, motherfucker! Throw them eyeballs.
With his own arm.
Right.
This green one. It's exactly opposite of what was intended. Made the penis shrivel to the size of a 2 month old. And this is what you've been putting in the mall, nigga. I was under orders. He threatened to fire me. Speaking of fire.
Have you seen Crank 2?
Crank 2?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. This is all by Ling at the end of Crank 2, if anyone's seen it.
You know, that fire scene is the only one that doesn't really fit the aesthetic. Get a hairpin.
Dynamite!
And then they fix their hair.
Honky house.
Cream corn. this part is just amazing.
Square peg in a round hole there.
Right.
Dynamite!
Now that outfit right there was the genesis for this entire thing. Apparently Michael Jai White found that outfit in a thrift store and just decided to do a bunch of a photo shoot of this character.
Right.
That's how it began.
Tricky Dicky, Richard Nixon.
So I'm here to deliver you one presidential ass whooping. What the fuck? There's a perfectly reasonable explanation.
Showtime, motherfucker! This is awesome. Nixon versus Dynamite.
Oh, he's just swinging that sucker all over the place.
Yeah. Nunchucks before? They're heavy as hell. I would not want to get hit by them.
Oh, heck yeah.
What's her face?
Nicole
Sullivan, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Nixon's pissed now. Nixon versus Dynamite. I love this, though. I love that this is it. This is the end scene.
Brings a whole new dimension to the nickname of Tricky Dick. Though,
yeah.
And I would have never thought that throughout the whole movie.
Yeah. It's Nixon. Abraham Lincoln! The ghost of Abraham Lincoln. Lincoln.
Can you dig it?
First lady, I'm sorry I pimp slapped you into that chair. I use excessive force. Oftentimes I cross it line, but I try to do so in the name of what's right. Most of the time the ends justifies the means. But in this case, I feel like I betrayed my own code of ethics. And for that, gentlemen,
trying to kill you, Black Dynamite.
You shot a plate. Had you connected, maybe pimp slapping you into that china cabinet might have been justified. But I feel I crossed the line. And for that, please accept my apologies.
I do. It's just... Oh, Dynamite. You're so righteous.
This is also true.
This is also true.
Because whenever there's injustice, wrongs to be...
Where she come from? Who
yeah,
knows?
Where she come from?
It doesn't really matter at this point.
Yeah. Justice. Wrongs will be righted. Innocence will be defended. Black Dynamite will be there, delivering ass whoopings. And I will not hesitate to lay the hammer down on any clown that comes around. If they want to fight, they best come see me. I'm Black
Dynamite.
Dynamite! She finally gets in the middle in this scene. That was great. That was great. Oh, man. Well, that's that.
Yeah, I'm sorry our commentary sucked and was very uninformative, but...
Who cares? It was interesting and entertaining to watch.
I did the best I could, you know, throughout it, so... Plus, you know, whatever.
I tried to throw at least a few little tidbits in there.
Yeah. No, we did fairly well. If we wanted to, we could probably just cut it up, you know, and stuff like that, too. But either way, it's going to go on the podcast.
No, just throw it out there raw.
Yeah, and, no, it'll be raw.
If anybody wants to watch the movie, too, then they can see why we're laughing so fucking hard.
Well, thank you, Ed, for throwing that in the beginning, the instructions in the beginning. So either way, there you go. Black Dynamite. We had like an action-packed show, so I really dig it. I enjoyed this chemistry we had earlier. I think we should do this more often. So.
Well, shoot. It's going to be hard for me. I work.
I know. Yeah, you got to do the Sunday night stuff, so this was a rare night. Well, we'll see what we can do. Maybe we'll do a special during the week or something like that.
Yeah. I like
and,
is John still there?
Yeah, John's still there, yeah.
Is he awake?
He's fairly awake.
He's ready to wake. He's ready to get some sleep.
I imagine so. So was this a good end to a birthday?
Well, it's all right. Can't complain. I've been doing so much sitting today that I was getting antsy, so I had to stand up quite a bit of time watching the movie.
Yeah.
So I was just
fair enough.
Even the dogs caught it at night. They're just like,
yeah.
You can't do it.
Well, yeah, when I went upstairs, the lady and the baby are sleeping on the couch already.
Yeah. So
the lady and the baby.
Yeah. That's right. He's got a kid and his mom upstairs. So, and my woman's sleeping too. So either way, yeah, it was a good time. So we got to figure out we got to do this again and check it out in the archives. Of course, you're probably going to be listening to the archives when you listen to this. So go ahead, Ed, throw out where we can find you, what time the show's at, and all that good stuff.
You guys can find me here on the Critical Hit. And the Critical Hit. You guys can find me here on the Anomalous Radio Network.
Might be a new Critical Hit Anomalous host, man.
On Mondays, 11 o'clock for the mini-souls, 10:30 on Wednesdays. You guys can friend me on Facebook at under Ever Varnell. The optional opinion page will be coming soon. I got to do some pictures for it. And then I will begin a Twitter account for it. You guys can email me, like I said, at myop2comment@yahoo.com. That's MYOP, the number 2, COMMENT @yahoo.com. I welcome everybody's opinion on options on the show.
Oh, and when do you plan on getting the new shows going?
Genreology is going to be coming later this year or next year, and fan filmology we're still working out, and that'll probably be later on this year too.
Cool. We got John over there, the birthday boy. Go ahead and let everyone know. Oh, swing that over there.
Oh, the mic swings.
What am I telling people?
Oh, where to find you?
Oh.
How they can get a hold of you on our social networks?
Oh, the Critical Hit Facebook page, and you can find me on the Twitters at Darth Cubby.
There we go. Go ahead, Deck. Go throw it out there.
On the Twitters at Nomads Wandering, and I'm not on the Facebook.
He's not on the Facebook, but he will be on your, you guys will be doing the show together, you and Ed, so we'll see him more of that. And of course,
that is also true.
Yes. And you can find me on the Twitters and the Facebooks. Just look for Justin Villarreal or find the Critical Hit Anonymous on Facebook. And CrazyJ82 at Twitter. Or there's all sorts. Critical Ha. There we go. Forgot to throw that out there. So there we go. We'll find it.
At Critical Ha.
Yeah. Yes. So we're going to close out the show with a little Robin Williams. I was actually trying to find a Black Dynamite theme, but I think Robin Williams, Friend Like Me, thanks to John, will be the nice closeout. I am sorry, we'll close that out, but yeah, it's getting late. So
and thank you guys for welcoming me here.
No, I thank you. I thank you for coming. So with that,
go ahead. Yeah. Sexy chocolate? Is this thing on? Okay, anyway. Yeah, thanks for joining us on the Critical Hit Anomalous, Mr. Edward Varnell. Also, thank you to Casey.
Oh, yes.
Or
Wave State.
And Mr. Steve Hayes.
Yes. From, he just gave us some nods.
Yeah, from...
whatever.
from the Good Vibes Playlist Project and whatever the next show, what's the next one they're working on?
It's some DJ show he's got playing.
Yeah, which I know he talked about, it, which obviously the listeners from the archive know exactly what we're talking about because this is, you know, this is still, this has been a long evening for us.
Yes.
And it's still fresh for you guys, so.
Oh, yeah. So with that, we're going to play this out, and even though these are my friends, I got to kick them out of my house because it's freaking late, so.
I got to go.
He wants to leave. He's like, I'm ready to leave.
I'm ready to go.
Yeah, so. All right, good night, everyone, and we'll hopefully see you or hear from you next week. So I'm, like,
thanks
doing this.
Out,
so
love you guys. Good night.
Good night.
Peace.
Peace and chicken grease.
There we go.
Ever impressive.
Night, night, Dick.
Night.
But never duplicated. Genie of the lamp. Right here, direct from the lamp. Right here for your very much wish fulfillment. Thank you.
Whoa. Wish fulfillment?
3 wishes to be exact. An ixnay on the wishing for more wishes. That's it. 3.
One of those plates.
No substitutions, exchanges, or refunds.
Now I know I'm dreaming.
Master! I don't think you quite realize what you got here. So why don't you just ruminate whilst I illuminate the possibilities? Well, Alibaba had them 40 thieves. Sherry's already had 1,000 tales. But Master, you in luck, cause up your sleeves, you got a brand of magic never fails. You got some power in your corner now. Some heavy ammunition in your camp. You got some punch. Good hands. Your blue and house. All you gotta do is rub that lamp. And I'll say,
Mr. Aladdin, sir, what will your pleasure be?
Let me take your order. Jot it down. You ain't never had a friend like me. Life is your restaurant. And I'm your maitre d'. Come on, whisper what it is you want. You ain't never had a friend like me.
Yes, sir. We pride ourselves on service.
You're the boss, the king, the Shah. Say what you wish, it's yours. True dish about a little more baklava. As I'm a column A, try all of column B. I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Mama. No, no. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this out their little hat? Can your friends go, whoo!
Hey, looky here.
Can your friends go abracadabra, let it rip, and then make the sucker disappear? Don't you sit there, slack jaw, buggy eyed. I'm here to answer all your business prayers. You got me bona fide, certified. You got a genie for a child to fail. I got a power to help you out. So what you wish, I really want to know. You got a list that's 3 miles long, no doubt. Well, all you got to do is rub like so. Oh. Mr. Aladdin, sir, have a wish of 2 or 3. I'm on the job. You dig, nay, Bob. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend, never had a friend. You ain't never had a friend.
Never had a friend like me. All right, good night for real, everyone. Night, night.
Good night.
We already dropped our headphones.
All right.